I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Good day, everyone, and I'd like to welcome you home to the House of Housing, isang Inquirer podcast powered by Puma Podcast. Ako po si Tex Samaniego, ang Inquirer Property Editor. Wala ka pa bang sariling bahay? Pero minsan, naiisip mo nang magkaroon ng sarili mong safe space. Yun nga lang, hindi mo pa rin alam kung paano. Then, this is the right podcast for you. With real property experts and people like you who have questions about the whys and hows ng pagbili ng sariling bahay, we'll walk you through the process of having a home you can finally call your own. Hopefully, by the end of the series, alam na natin lahat what it takes to take that big leap and turn that dream into reality. In this episode, we will be joined by a good friend of mine. He is the Executive Director of Wong & Bernstein Advisory Group. He is Professor Enrique Soriano III. You must have seen him in many of our webinars. And he also regularly contributes sa Inquirer Property section. Sa tagal na ni Prof. Eric sa mundo ng real estate, having been an advisor of many developers, I'm sure marami tayong pwedeng mapulot. He will guide us through the House of Housing.
Hi, Tech. This is such a privilege and an honor for me to be part of this podcast.
This episode will not be complete kung wala naman tayong isang millennial na nangangailangan nitong so-called safe space. We have none other than Pam Pastor. She is now the assistant editor of the lifestyle section of the Inquirer. She's also a band member and an advocate of mental health. So sa House of Housing, malalaman natin kung ano nga ba yung mga hinahanap ni Pam. And tignan natin kung kaya nating sagutin.
Hi, Tech. I'm excited to learn from you bilang isang taong never pa nag-invest in a property.
Thank you. So again, no, ang goal is maintindihan natin na una, bakit nga ba ako dapat nang mag-invest at umalis sa family home namin? Hindi naman porkit umalis, eh wala na, nakat na yung ties. But alam mo yon, parang kailangan lang ng next move. Yung tinatawag nga na nagmamature na ako, kailangan ko nang humanap ng sariling investment ko. Number two, mas practical ba talaga for me bumili ng bahay? Kaso, yung monthly amortization, kaya ko na ba? And to start, siguro yung unang question ko kay Prof, bakit ba bata pa lang tayo sasabihin na, sige nga, drawing mo nga yung dream home mo kahit sa school, tas nandyan yung drawing na meron ka pang puno sa tabi, may bahay kubo ka, may taniman ka. And bakit lagi tayong ini-encourage na mag-ipon for that dream home?
Buying real estate or buying a house is probably the single biggest investment of our life. So, parang inaasam-asam ng lahat yan na kailangan ang pinaka-endgame ay may sarili kang bahay, no? Kung titingnan natin yung iba-ibang studies, especially sa mga overseas Filipino workers, ang pinaka-number one na aspiration nila is makatulong sa parents nila, no? Medical needs, mga pang-araw-araw na needs ng parents. Ang pangalawang aspiration nila is education. Ang pangatlo is to have a house. Nagtatak yan sa utak ko when I was starting sa property sector. Na sana, when I was the age of Pam, sumugal dapat ako. I took the giant leap of faith and jumped into this major decision making. So yan ang biggest and compelling reason why ini-encourage ko. Because you want to build up capital eh. You want to build up your cash flow, but you also want to build up your portfolio, yung sarili mong net worth. Kasi kung mag-uupa ka lang, yung investment mo lagi will just be your clothes, your watch, your shoes, your books. Then you rely on your parents. Pero wala ka talagang what we call financial independence that if something happens to your anchors in life, dapat meron kang equity fallback. Eh, ito na ngayon, yung real estate. Kasi pwede naman stock market, kaya lang pag namalas ka, downturn, eh, mahirap ibenta kasi the loss is there, no? Clear. Pag bumili ka naman ng sasakyan, convenient masyado, pero nagdi-depreciate. Paglabas pa lang sa dealership, bagsak na kagad ng 20% yung presyo ng sasakyan. So, ang real estate, tuloy-tuloy yung pag-akyat nun, no? Stable and really for the long term. So, yan ang mga compelling reasons, Tech, kung bakit I am really an advocate for the next generation, no? Mga millennials and the Gen Z to really invest their money where it matters most.
Pero what about you, Pam? Ano ang pagtingin mo dito sa bata pa lang tayo? Pinapadrawing na tayo ng pangarap nating bahay.
Yung drawing ko lagi nung bata, hindi bahay. Laging isla. Na may isang coconut tree lang. As a kid, it wasn't something I had to think about because we had a family home na parang it was in the family for generations, doon na bago pa mag-World War, whatever, doon na lumaki yung grandparents ko, doon na nagligawan yung lola at lolo ko and all of this. But we lost that house in my late 20s. So, yung anchor na sinasabi ni Prof, nawala. And then, in the Philippines, parang it's such a sign of success eh, diba? Parang, kunyari, may sikat na vlogger, may YouTuber. Parang ang mark na, uy, ano, successful na talaga tong taong to kasi nakabili na siya ng bahay. Di ba laging big deal yun? Or yung mga spread ng bahay ng artista, di ba, na pinapakita, nakapagpatayo na siya finally. Parang napakalaking symbol of stability siya for us. Pero ang nangyari sa akin during the pandemic, parang yun yung time na napapost talaga ako. Dahil, di ba, before that, lagi tayong busy, lagi tayong nasa labas, nagtatrabaho. So, for most of us, yung bahay, we would just see it as a place na tutulugan natin. I think yung pandemic was a wake-up call for me para makita yung halaga na meron ka sariling lugar. Na, lalo na now na nagtatrabaho at namumuhay tayo in the same place. Pero yun, now yung naiisip ko yung desire to get a place of my own, it's really more because of yung realization over the past year and a half na gano'ng ka-importante nga magkaroon ng sariling space. Pero syempre, as somebody na never pa nag-invest in it, parang yung whole idea of it is so daunting. And I'm sure for a lot of millennials, yun din eh, na parang ano yung proseso na to. Yung mga words like amortization, nakakatakot for me. Or lalo na as a person na hindi magaling sa numero, pag nakakita na ako ng mga percent interest and all these things, parang yung utak ko nag-shutdown na. Pero ang isa pang alarming kasi for a long time, di ba, for a few years, laging balita, yung millennials hindi bumibili ng bahay. Itong generation na to, hindi prioridad yan. They're not settling down. They're spending on experiences. So for a really long time, feeling ko, ay, dami ko palang kakampi. Dami kong kapareho. So I shouldn't be worried. Parang ganyan. Eh, the past couple of years, di ba, before the pandemic pa, ang news na is millennials are the number one market when it comes to buying homes. So ako parang, what? Ba't naiwanan ako? Sa circle ko, like with my friends, a lot of them have made multiple investments na, have started their dream homes, have bought multiple condominiums and all of these things. And meanwhile, I have a ton of books and a ton of shoes and a ton of toys. Kasi for me, may rule of thumb na kailangan ready ka to spend this much every month. And then, it's a commitment eh, di ba? It's not the kind of thing na you decide today and then change your mind about in 2 months. So, medyo takot ako dun sa whole concept of committing to paying for something for the next 5 years.
Pero Prof, yun, ibig sabihin ba, mas madali for someone na nagre-rent to actually consider buying a house? Kasi yun, sanay ka na na may monthly amortization kay. And also, meron bang tamang panahon? Parang sa love, meron bang tamang panahon para sa pagbili ng bahay?
As opposed to a rent, there's an opt-out eh. Magre-rent ako after 1 year, kung ayaw ko na, wala na. Tapos ng commitment, I'll just pack my things and then go home. So wala talagang real, honest to goodness na commitment dyan. Pero pag bumili ka kasi, it's a major plunge that, wow, pati yung credit worthiness ko might be questioned. Tapos may mga iba pa. siyempre may mga kaibigan sila na nagsabi, nako, akala namin pagbili ng condo, okay na. Ang dami palang mga costs. Association dues, maintenance cost. Tapos number two, nakabili nga ako ng condo, mas malaki lang ng konti sa parking space pala to. So ang liit. Or number three, anak ka ng tinapay, ang sama ng location ng nabili ko. Kala ko kasi okay, mura. Pero ang layo pala, nakakatakot din pumunta. Or mahal palang interest rate nung pumasok ako. Bad timing. When the banks assume the loan, yung amortization or yung installment ko, ang taas pala ng rate. And then meron pa uncertainty of employment. Is this the right time? Kasi with jobs that are being lost, am I secured? Kasi anytime, baka hindi ko alam, I might get the pink slip. So yan ang mga nag-hold back sa mga millennials. But ang dami din advantages ngayon sa pandemic. And one of that is ang baba ng interest rates. Developers are willing to practically give you the amortization or the installment that you desire. Parang name your price na nga lang sa terms of payment. It's really looking on it from a half full perspective instead of a half empty. Kasi in the end, talagang for me, real estate eh.
The aim of this podcast is to walk you through the basics of owning your first space. At may mga terms na pwedeng nakaka-overwhelm pampakinggan. Pero huwag ma-intimidate kapag narinig ang mga ito. At para din mas confident tayo sa paggamit nito, nandito ang ating segment na Housing Jargon? Own it! Sabi nga ni Prof. Eric kanina,
but ang dami din advantages ngayon sa pandemic, and maybe that is something that can be also discussed, no? And one of that is ang baba ng interest rates. Developers are willing to practically give you the amortization or the installment that you desire.
Amortization. According to Merriam-Webster, to amortize is to pay off an obligation gradually, usually by periodic payments of principal and interest. Ibig sabihin, ang amortization ay ang unti-unting pagbabayad ng kabuuang halaga at interest ng biniling ari-arian, tulad ng bahay or kondo. Lagi niyong tatandaan yung housing jargon na amortization. And own it! So Prof. Eric was telling us about the challenges a millennial faces when buying their first space, especially during the pandemic. He also pointed out some advantages of getting a home at this time. Pero sa kabila nitong mga challenges at advantages, ano ba talaga ang pwedeng makamotivate sa isang pampastor para mag-move out and mag-invest sa sarili niyang safe space?
I realized na na-enjoy ko to fix up my space, ganyan. So alam mo yung whole concept of starting with a blank slate and building your own space na based on ano yung needs mo, di ba? Parang that whole idea sounds so exciting. Alam mo yon, yung from the color of the walls to yung klase ng tiles na gusto mo to the kind of bathroom you want and all these things, they sound really exciting to me. Actually, ngayong pandemic lang ako talaga nag-start bumili ng furniture. Pero yun na nga, like binanggit ni Prof, ang dami mong kailangan isipin to get there. So as one of these reluctant millennials, gusto kong tanungin kay Prof, kunyari nandun na ako sa point na, okay, sige, fine. Like, saan ba ako lalapit? Kailangan ko ba maghanap ng agent? Idiretso ba ako sa property developer? Sounds like such a daunting thing.
Meron lang akong i-add, no? Gusto ko rin malaman, ano yung tamang amount of money na meron ako dapat sa savings ko or sa bank para maging comfortable ako to really make that big jump. Tapos yun nga, yung K-PAM. Paano ba yun? Nakakatakot naman kasi talaga.
PAM's fears are very valid, no? Cash flow. So, ang philosophy ko naman sa cash flow is at the very least, pag nawalan ka ng trabaho, meron kang 6 months to 8 months buffer. so that if you lose your job, may PC ka to survive without going back to your parents. Now, if you are jumping into investing or buying your first home, at the very least, actually, sa ngayon, pati down payment ngayon, payable in 3 years eh. So let's assume the house is worth 3 million pesos. Typical, sa mga developers, meron silang tinatawag na down payment as low as 5 to 10%. On the assumption na may down payment, so 5% of 3 million is only 150,000 divided by 3 years. So 36 months, 150,000. Magkano lang yan? Starbucks coffee lang ni Pam yan? Diba? Magkano? Ang liit. 150,000 divided by 36 months. So, that is the amount of money you will need. So, kung 10% ng 3 million, 300,000 divided by 36. Pwede mo pa ma-stretch yan. Yung iba, nagfo 40 months pa. You know what? During the crisis last year, meron iba, down payment, umabot ng 60 months. Magkano na lang? 3,000-4,000 a month? So parang sobrang liit, and that's the amount of money you need while you're still working, paying rent. That's the exact amount that you will need to amortize. Meron ako isang student lately. Nako, mga mas matanda lang ng konti kay Pam. Naglakas loob. Sabi ko, so anong balak? Nako, alam mo bang binili ng loko na to? 3 units sabay-sabay. Tinanong ko, anong terms of payment? Reservation deposit is 15,000 pesos. Times 3, 45,000 for 3 units. Amortization, 5,000 per unit. 15,000 pesos a month. For the next 48 months. Yan na yung problemahin niya. Then nag-compute kami. The amount of the unit is 4 something million. Mga kulang-kulang 13 point something pareho. Tatlong units. And ang tulong ko na lang, kinausap ko yung developer, kaibigan, meron ba kayong mga price list na escalation? Gusto ko malaman magkano magiging value nito. So, the developer sent me itong price increases namin. Kumita na to si student ko. 15,000 for the next 48 months. The appreciation will likely escalate for what? Annually, 12%. So by the time the building is completed, wala na, tubong lugaw. Sabi ko para sa anong tatlong units na yan? Sa kanya, sa parents niya, and yung isa pa upahan.
Grabe yung offerings talaga ng developers. I mean, ako, I can say na now is really the best time. Kung may intent ha, to buy, I mean, I highly encourage them to do it now. Kasi number one, ang ganda talaga ng offers ng developers. Number two, at one point in your life, you would want to really own a property na sayo talaga. So I think given that it's a buyer's market now, no down payment, no interest rates, and sea of choices for you, I think now more than ever is the best time to actually invest and buy a home. Now, yung tanong ni Pam na, saan ako magsisimula? I think, ako ha, ang ginawa ko, I created a checklist for myself. Tinanong ko, ano yung expenses ko? Ilista mo yung sa tingin mo, kaya mong tanggalin. And then, i-compute mo yung lahat ng perang pumapasok sa'yo in a month. And then, tignan mo yung list of projects na sa tingin mo pwede mong i-consider. Alamin mo kung ano yung mga extra charges na kailangan mong bayaran upon completion. And then, start scouting for yung banks, kumbaga. At kailangan maintindihan talaga. It's very crucial, di ba, Prof, na maintindihan yung terms pagdating sa pagbili ng bahay. So, Prof, ano yung payong pwedeng maibigay nyo right now dun sa mga listeners natin na nandoon sa punto ng buhay nila na they want to make that big leap pero medyo natatakot pa?
Yun, tinanong ko dun sa 32-year-old, what finally triggered you? No? Number one, it made him shop for more than a year. Nag-ikot siya. Talagang nag-research siya. Number two, he wanted a product, a project na medyo may technology. No, siyempre tech savvy siya. He's a big fan of smart home concepts. So talagang ni-research niya. Tapos, very millennial to ha. He also asked about the sustainability side. And number four, he was always looking towards a digital home buying experience. And finally, panglima, ano sa palagay mo? Credible ba to? Okay ba tong developer? Sabi ko, isipin mo yan, first reputation ng developer. And kung pwede sana, talagang major player para may recourse ka. And finally, he was happy when I told him, oh, magpa-price escalation, kikita ka na kaagad. So these are the things that I would advise the millennials, no, to seriously look into this, study the market, the desire must be there, and when the opportunity comes, and wag sana patagalin, jump into it.
Thank you, Prof. Now, ngayon hingin ko lang si Pam. Kasi ikaw naman talaga, let's face it, yung market ngayon na gustong matap ng developers. If you are to make an appeal to the developers, ano yun? And what can make you change your mind sa pag-invest?
Make it as easy for us. Kasi sino ba naman ang hindi gustong magkaroon ng sariling space, diba? But kung yung fear is what's holding us back, they have to find a way to remove that barrier and make it easy. Pero parang yung meron lang sanang somebody that we can trust from each property na pwede naming tanungan na hindi mabubwisit.
Well, thank you again sa ating dalawang guests for today. And babalik sila eh, sa dulo ng season na to. And we hope that by then, na-convince na natin si Pam, ang ating millennial guest, na bumili ng sarili niyang bahay. Yung concerns niya about the terms, about the process, we hope that through the course of this podcast, we'll be able to help you answer yung iyong mga doubts, yung inyong mga fears, and yung iba't ibang inquiries pa. Napagkwentuhan na natin ang challenges kung bakit nga ba daunting for some millennials ang pagbili ng sariling property or sariling bahay. But what's good is that nabinggan din naman natin ng insights ang mga millennials sa advantages ng pagkuha ng sarili nilang bahay during this time. For our second episode, we would like to again welcome you home, wherein pag-uusapan naman natin kung ano ang tamang espasyo para sa'yo. Thanks again to our guests, Prof. Enrique Soriano and Pam Pastor. Maraming salamat din sa Puma Podcast team. Tricia Aquino, our producer, Faith Navarro, our writer, Mark Casilian, our editor. And thank you for listening to the House of Housing, an Inquirer podcast powered by Puma Podcast. Again, ako ang inyong host at kapitbahay, Texa Maniego, Inquirer Property Editor. Huwag kalimutang mag-subscribe sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts o kung saan man kayo nakikinig. At i-follow kami sa FB page ng Inquirer Property and join our Inquirer Viber community.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.